Boston University women's soccer picks up their third win in Patriot League play by a final score of 1-0 over Lehigh. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Casey Brown. Coach, if you could offer up your sentiments on how the team played today.
Yeah, I thought it was a great game overall. I think Lehigh did a great job defensively. I think made it really difficult for us to solve. But again, credit to our team. I think showing again a resiliency and a sophistication in our attack to be able to really find a way. And I'm very pleased to come away with 3 points because I thought we deserved it. So great overall effort and shift, and credit the girls for a great day overall.
We'll now open it up to questions from the media.
Hi, I'm Abby Chaitin. My first question is, there's been a lot of one-goal games recently. What do you think is causing these low-score outcomes?
I think it's conference play. I think, every conference game is going to be a dogfight and a battle, and I think we know that. So we want to do our part defensively to really value clean sheets and make it really difficult. But, again, I think it's about just finding a way and putting one in the back of the net. So we'll take it however it comes, and I'm very pleased overall for the 3 points.
Definitely. Glad to hear that. But you spent a lot of time on Lehigh's half today. What do you think contributed most to this domination?
I think we started the game with a real concerted effort to value our possession, value having the ball, and try to wear them down with it. I think there's short-term effects to possession. I think there's long-term effects to possession. I think you saw today was a cumulative effect of us having a lot of the ball. So we value that, and it was a big intention in terms of today's game plan. So,
got it. And then my last question. The broadcasters noted that you said you wanted the Terriers to be aggressive today. Do you feel that they accomplished that goal?
Yeah, I felt like we started the game as the aggressor. I thought we started on the front foot. And I think the mentality was really strong. So, all part of what we wanted to try to do. But it's one thing to say, it's another to do it. And I'm happy the girls put it all together today. Pleased for them.
Coach Amy Thompson scores in the 81st minute, second game in a row that she finds the back of the net late. Where's her confidence right now? And at this point, now that you've had a few league games under your belt, how do you feel she stacks up against the rest of the league slate?
Yeah, I think she's doing a terrific job, and she has the mentality. I think she's in a great place right now with her confidence, but she's the mentality where she wants to just keep growing each game and really fine-tune little elements of things, both in her sharpness and around goal, but also just her movement off the ball. And she's a student of the game. She's been picking up little areas that she can grow in, and you're starting to see it pay off in her. Again, when you get someone with confidence like that, let's keep going. So I'm happy for her and happy for the group.
Last week, Celia Braun plays the entire 90 minutes. You get a shutout win this time. You split the goalies once again. They get another shutout. How much during the week and in the day-to-day are you communicating with those keepers to make sure that they're fresh and that they're ready to go?
Yeah, we have regular conversations with all of our players, and I think try to have real transparent, honest conversations, and we know we have good goalkeeping, and I think everyone's really on board for what that means and what that looks like, and everyone's prepared to step up when their name gets called. And again, I think goalkeeping is another way that you're seeing that. So very pleased for Celia and Gretchen to be a part of today's shutout.
Who in particular on the back line have you seen step up very well with these past two shutouts?
Honestly, I've just been impressed by the back line's mentality. We've had some really specific functional group work, video sessions together, and their growth just as a unit in terms of their comfort, their familiarity with one another. They're locked in, they're doing things together, and it's turned into a really cohesive back line and defensive unit. So I think they've all played a great role in helping us get to that point.
Lastly, if you could just speak about the energy here at Nickerson Field, having the alumni from four different decades back and getting to recognize your predecessor and your former coach, Nancy Feldman.
Oh, it's an incredible day. Obviously, to be able to celebrate Nancy is super special. She deserves it all. She's the creator of this entire BU Wosoc family. So we're grateful for the opportunity to be able to do it and super supportive with all the alums. It's a great energy. It's a great lift, and overall great day for BU women's soccer.
Congratulations, Coach Brown. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now joined by Amy Thompson once again following BU's 1-0 win over Lehigh. Amy provides the heroics in the 81st minute with her fourth goal of the season. Amy, just overall thoughts on how the team performed today?
Yeah, I thought we, each game I feel like you can just see us progressing and connecting more and more, and it's just exciting to see. Came out with that energy, and everyone on that field played a part, and that was just a huge team win.
You get the goal in the 81st minute, maintaining possession. Feels like I ask you every time we do this, but run us through the play.
Honestly, happened a blur, but I just know it was a great effort on Morgan's part. She just battled through the ball and kept with it, and I mean, she got me the ball and I just finished it, but it was just a great ball from her.
Second straight game in a row where it's pretty close. Neither team finds back in the net in the first half, and it's not until the later end of the second half where a team gets a good chance and scores. Where do you think the team's confidence comes from to try and generate momentum even as the game's getting towards zeros on the clock?
Yeah, I think our team's just really good about that. Like, our team just doesn't get discouraged by that kind of thing, and I feel like it fuels us more. Like, obviously we need to keep working on it and try to not make our game so stressful, but there's never a doubt. Everyone, as the clock's winding down, we're still battling to the very end.
Second straight shutout from the defense. How does their performance and this kind of play from them make things easier on your end on the offensive side?
Yeah, I mean, our defense is unbelievable. Like I said, it's a big team win. I mean, the forwards, the offense, we just put the ball in the back of the net, but that's impossible to do without them not letting goals in, and they get us the ball, and it's just everyone on this team just works so hard.
Amy now with the team high 9 points on the season, 4 goals as well, and then the third win in Patriot League play. Amy, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.